بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تأكلوا أموالكم بينكم بالباطل وتدلوا بها إلى الحكام لتأكلوا فريقا من أموال الناس بالإثم وأنتم تعلمون. In the previous ayat, various aspects of roza, fasting, dua, etc. were discussed. For our rozas, for our duas to be accepted, it is absolutely essential that we have halal food. So in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala is explaining that make sure that your income is not haram in any way. Otherwise, your roza, your duas will not be accepted. And roza, we have to make our sehri and iftari. If we make it with haram, then how our roza is going to be accepted? So we must make sure, so Allah emphasizes in this ayat, that our income must be halal. Also, in roza, it is for our purification. Allah has prescribed in roza to purify us. And for that, Allah Ta'ala prescribed that we stay away from halal food, halal drink, our halal wife while keeping roza. So when we have to stay away from halal, then how much more important isn't it that we stay away from haram? When we willingly stayed away from halal, then from haram, how much more important isn't it that we stay away from all haram? Also, that roza, the halal we had to stay away was only during the day while we kept the roza, that we had to stay away from halal. But haram, we have to stay away all the time, during the day and night, all the time. And if we kept our rozas properly and we stayed away from all this haram, then Allah Ta'ala, by the barakat of that, will make it easy, possible for us to stay away from all haram in our whole lives. So this is a very important aspect, that our income must also be halal. What we import, what we eat, that must also be halal. This is very, very important. So for that, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا أَمْوَالَكُمْ بَيْنَكُمْ بِالْبَاطِلِ اور نہ کھاؤو مال ایک دوسرا کا آپس میں ناحق. And don't rob one another in your wealth. That is, in your business that you do with people, don't cheat them. Don't rob them. Make sure that you do your business correctly. Don't show one sample and you supply another type of good. In all aspects that your business dealings must be clean. Don't rob one another. Don't cheat one another. And besides that also, وَتُدْلُوا بِهَا إِلَى الْحُكَّامِ اور نہ پہنچاؤ ان کو حاکموں تک. And don't take your cases to the courts. لِتَأْكُلُوا فَرِيقًا مِّنْ أَمْوَالِ النَّاسِ بِالْإِثْمِ کہ کھا جاؤ کوئی حصہ لوگوں کے مال میں سے ظلم کر کے ناحق. You take a matter, you make a court case against somebody, and in that also you produce wrong, false evidence. And in that way you win the case and you get a sum of money, whatever it might be. But it is not right. You did it wrongly. You presented your case with false evidence. So don't do that. In that way what you will gain, though it is through the court and it is given by the court, but it is still haram for you. And this applies, of course, primarily to an Islamic country where the qadi, the judge, will make a decision. In fact, Umm Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha said that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that you people bring your cases to me. In the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, he used to make judgment between people. People had disputes and arguments, they should bring their cases to him. Then he says, some of you present your case very, very smartly. That is with your evidence, very well prepared. But it is false evidence. And I am a human being. according to what comes in front of me, according to that I make the judgment. And if I made a judgment wrongly, without knowing the right condition, not the actual things that are there, the way it was presented to me, then also know that still it is haram for you. That even if you win the court case, even in an Islamic country, even in fact right by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but you know your evidence you presented wrongly, falsely, and you were just more smart in presenting your evidence and your arguments, and judgment was made in your favor, and Allah says, وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ وَأَرْتُمْكُمْ مَعْلُومْ هَيْ, and you know that doesn't belong to you. Just because you are very smart in presenting your case, you win the case and judgment is made in your favor, that does not make it halal for you. In the eyes of Allah, that is still haram. And everyone knows his own condition. And it is a matter with Allah Ta'ala. Yea, in this world, there are various matters. Inheritance cases are taken to the court, and the way they are presented. And if it is made, the judgment is made in our favor also. But Islamically, we are not entitled to it. It still remains haram, even if the court makes the decision. Women go and make lot of claims in the court, and this has become very common now, false claims, and they claim from their husbands a lot of wealth, of his wealth they claim. That is, the court can make the decision in their favor, but it is still haram for them. In inheritance matters, we go to court, it is still haram. In maintenance matters, women go to court, make their claims, the judgment can be made in their favor. But according to Allah Ta'ala, by Allah, Islamically, it is still haram. And if we are consuming haram, presently, with even the floods that have taken place, and people are claiming insurance money, all that insurance money is also haram. And they're not worried about all the floods and damages. They very simply say, we will claim from the insurance, but that insurance money is haram. With that we give charity, there is no sawab in that charity. There is fear of guna also. And we are consuming, eating that money, and many other things which we are involved in. All that which is haram, we can take it and we can accept it as for our sake. But in the eyes of Allah, it is haram, and we can expect no good to come. And then when we wonder why our problems are coming to us, why we are having endless problems, and things are not getting sorted out, and we are living a life of constraint and difficulty and hardship, one very important aspect that we must see is what we are eating. That our money must be halal, the food that we are eating must be also halal. Today, with the fast foods and the junk food, how much of it is haram? Not only that it is not good food, unhealthy, but how much of it is haram? And we are consuming that, and we are making iftari with that. Today, restaurants are booked out, and people have isari and moreover iftari dawats at the restaurant. And with all that haram food, what is the value left of that roza also? We stayed the whole day away from halal food, but then we go and make our iftari with haram food. And in a haram environment, where there is music, where there is intermingling, where there are men and women, etc. So we must get our priorities in order if we want goodness in our life. And if we want to fool ourselves, it is up to us. And at the time of mort, we will know the consequences, and many times in our lives, then we wonder what has hit us. Where this problem comes from, where did I go wrong? One very important aspect is to see that we have halal, our income, money, and what we consume is also halal. So may Allah give us tawfiq to make effort in this direction also in the proper way.